A crowd of about 50 rallied outside the Homery Electric Association building today to protest the utility's involvement in the proposed restart of the Healy Clean Coal Plant. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
No coal! No secrets! No coal! No secrets!
Under an agreement announced last week, the state-owned Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority would sell the Healy Clean Coal Plant to the Fairbanks utility Golden Valley Electric Association. Starting in 2014, HEA would have the right to buy up to 50% of the power produced at the plant, but would also share in the financial risks of running it. Mike O'Mara is the spokesman for the HEA Members Forum, an ad hoc group that opposes the deal. He says the plant never really lived up to its promise of clean coal technology, and HEA is taking a big risk by getting involved with it now.
We demand, I think all of us demand, that before this business goes any further, a public forum is established where HEA board and management can explain specifically what information they have that justifies making a decision to become involved with a failed coal facility.
Besides the fact that the plant never really ran as advertised, O'Mara says it's unlikely that even if it could be brought online, that it would meet anticipated guidelines for greenhouse gas and mercury emissions under the new administration of President Barack Obama. He says HEA should look to renewable sources of energy instead.
Dirty coal will mess up our state. Dirty coal will cost us far more money than pursuing sound renewable resources.
All these concerns take a backseat to O'Mara's main complaint that officials with HEA, Golden Valley Electric, and ADA have thus far discussed much of the proposed deal behind closed doors in executive sessions.
We need a board and an administration that operates in a transparent manner, that welcomes, that actually seeks member input.
HEA spokesman Joe Gallagher says there's been no attempt to hide the negotiations from members. In fact, HEA has publicly acknowledged its interest in the Healy project since 2004, when the utility first responded to the state's request for proposals to restart the plant. Gallagher says if anything has been discussed in executive session, it's because the deal is still tentative and there's certain information that cannot be discussed publicly.
This has been an ongoing issue for what is now several years, and the board has heard often from folks who are concerned about this, and that's good. The membership's been participating at the board level on a very regular basis and making their thoughts about this known to the board in no uncertain terms.
Gallagher says a private engineering study shows that the Healy plant could be restarted to produce clean, low-cost energy with just some minor modifications to the existing technology. He says HEA's involvement in the project doesn't mean the utility won't also pursue renewable energy projects, such as hydroelectric and wind power sources.
Really, if we're able to secure some Healy, some power from Healy, along with some natural gas power, that actually will allow us and give us more flexibility to incorporate these renewable projects into the energy picture. So really, the picture or the key that we're trying to reach here is diversified power, to have several different sources that we can pull from.
No coal, no secret!
But back at the protest in Homer, O'Mara remains unconvinced. The HEA Board of Directors will hold a special meeting Thursday night to discuss the Healy issue, and O'Mara says he hopes it will be done so in the open.
I think it would be a nice gesture for them to open the meeting.
Asked what he hopes will happen at the meeting, O'Mara says he'd like the board to reconsider the vote from last week, entering HEA into the Healy agreement. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.